Thank you, Mr. President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of Ecuador and thanks it for its presentation today. Ireland acknowledges Ecuador's efforts to advance human rights domestically and notes progress made since the last UPR cycle, including in relation to the training of officials involved in law enforcement and the administration of justice. Ireland also welcomes the adoption of the National Equality Agenda for Women and LGBTI Persons 2018-2020 and its successor agenda for the period 2021-2025. Additionally, we welcome Ecuador's adoption of its National Sexual and Reproductive Health Plan 2017-2021 and encourage follow-up to this plan. Ireland regrets the continued high levels of reported violence against women and girls in Ecuador and the persistence of gender discriminatory and stereotyped attitudes and behaviours. Additionally, Ireland is concerned by the troubling reports of ongoing violence and overcrowding in the Ecuadorian prison system. Ireland recommends that Ecuador provide the National Council for Gender Equality with sufficient resources to execute its mandate efficiently and strengthen the Council's authority, mandate, coordination and monitoring role, and makes efforts to address the levels of serious violence in prisons, including by considering the roadmap set out by OHCHR and UNODC on the improvement of security in prisons. We wish Ecuador every success in this UPR cycle. Thank you.